Well, happy July, everybody. This is Dr. Tracy Farone, and I'm here to read my latest article. This article is entitled, Why Would God Put a Stinger on a Honeybee? I recently heard a new country song on the radio. Yes, I'm so old, I still listen to country radio. The song told a story about a dad marveling over the innocent perspective of his little girl's questions as they traversed on road trips. One of her questions was, why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? Certainly, this seemingly childlike question has great biological and spiritual implications. So I wondered how I would answer and explain this little girl's inquiry from both perspectives. The implication, even accusation, is that placing something that can cause pain on a sweet thing is a puzzling, mean act of God or nature. This way of thinking may be endearing in the naivety of a child, but in reality, it's worthy of a logical defense to understand the rationale behind the design. In the science of biology, we study diverse types of mechanisms that plants and animals use to adapt to their environment. Defense mechanisms are analogous to strategies used by humans in military operations. Most of these adaptions are truly defensive in nature, with a few being offensive. Whether by God's design, natural selection, or both, these mechanisms are necessary to equip many species for survival in an arduous world. Here are a few examples. Camouflage. Many animals use color and/or texture camouflage to blend into their environment. Some animals, like cuttlefish, can even change their color to deter rivals. Mimicry. Presenting oneself as a formidable opponent is a bluff used by animals. The king snake mimicking a coral snake is one common example. Chemical warfare. Several animals are capable of producing chemicals that will deter, harm, or even kill any threats. Bombardier beetles, hot chemical spray, skunk spray, and snake venom are all examples of animals using chemical weapons to protect themselves. Physical ornaments, both defensive and offensive. Many animals use various types of shields, great strength, agility, and weapons on display to deter adversaries. Electric eels can carry a 600-volt charge. Porcupines and turtles possess formidable shields. Horns, antlers, tusks, they're all weapons on display, and the coordinated kick of a zebra can break the jaw of a lion. Strategic behavioral plans. Deceiving the enemy can be an effective strategy. Playing dead, avoidance, or feigning injury to redirect predators are strategies used by multiple species. Group defense. Working together to overwhelm the opposition is seen in many herd and flock animals, not to mention those yipping prairie dogs. And finally, the National Guard. Our individual immune systems can be called up to defend us against zillions of microscopic pathogens using physical, chemical, and cellular means, adapting on a day-to-day basis. One could easily present an argument that honeybee colonies have multiple defense adaptations in most or all of these categories. Consider which categories you would place the stinger, venom, guard bees, propolis, alarm pheromone, vitellogenin, or flying off when sick. There's many others you could probably think of. So why are honeybees gifted with so many defensive adaptations? Because they have many valuable things to protect from numerous foes wanting to rob and pillage their colonies. Bees must visit over 2 million flowers and fly a distance equal to twice around the equator of the earth to make a single pound of honey. Their hard-earned nectar, honey, pollen, are desirable and rich nutritional resources. Their brood, mama, sisters, and brothers are also in need of protection. Yet honeybees tend to be less aggressive than many bees or wasps, only stinging when absolutely necessary, as stinging equals laying down their life for the colony. The sting and venom release causes pain to the intruder, a strategy of negative reinforcement with the purpose of building a reputation of fear and caution around bees. Developing this type of reputation is a kind of peace through strength strategy. Also during the sting, alarm pheromone is released in large quantities, calling in other colony members, much like an emergency 911 call for backup. I am sure most of us can relate to the honeybee situation. We work hard and do not want anyone to invade our homes, steal our investments of time and hard work, or endanger our family. Most of us would fight to protect our family and home. It is not a fight we would ever desire, but one we would likely lay down our life for if absolutely necessary. So, why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It is a gift. The gift of being equipped to protect oneself and others. A gift that is not to be used lightly, but only in extreme circumstances, with the intention of a few risking their lives for the many, exuding power through the display of strength. This July, as our republic celebrates its 250th birthday, one nation under God, individual with liberty and justice for all, be thankful for the gifts and rights bestowed on us. Special thanks to our veterans, troops, and police officers for their gifts of service and safety, guarding our families and communities, willing to lay down their lives for another. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this article.